Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to lift this one for the kingdom. To it.
To everything, there is a reason. And a time will ever be turned.
God has.
God has
already designed. So you gotta keep moving.
Oftentimes I'm asked, people ask me, how do you do it? How do you live saved all day long? How do you find yourself walking in the presence of God? How does that happen? How do you do that, Pastor? How do you find yourself in the presence of God all day long? That's a good question. I even asked my pastor that when I was younger, and I was young in the ministry. How do you do it? How did that happen? How do you get to a place where you, amen, are holy all the time? Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you what my pastor told me. It's very simple. He said, look, this is what it is. He says, first of all, you live holy for 1 second. Amen. And then it becomes seconds. And then seconds turn to minutes. He said minutes turn to hours. Hours turn to days. And days turn to weeks. And then the next thing you know, you live holy all day long, all week long. It's a matter of walking circumspectly. The word circumspectly means to watch your surroundings, watch your circumference, praise the Lord. If you walk circumspectly, amen, then you won't be able to see the enemy, temptations, and flare-ups before they even happen. But one thing that we must do in order for us to live holy, to live saved, to live profitable, if you will, to the kingdom of God, is we must think about who God is, amen, and what he has done for us. And that's why I love of the 118th chapter of Psalms, praise the Lord. It is just filled with praise. And the one thing that's going to keep you in the presence of God is giving him praise. For the Bible declares that he inhabits, that he's there, that he's present in the praises of his people. If you lift him up, amen, he will draw men in. He will cause you to be filled with him. And so it goes on to say here, we can read a lot of this, but I want to just start at the 21st verse. It says, I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes, and this is the part that helps us. This is the day that the Lord has made. So you recognize him. That God made the day, recognizing no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, that God made the day, and then you make a proclamation, I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. See, the key to living saved, amen, the key to walk in righteousness is allowing your will to line up with the will of God. Jesus, amen, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was praying, he prayed that that cup be taken away from him, but he said, nevertheless. In other words, I'm not going to opt out for the lesser choice. I want your will to be done. So after a while, after he gathered himself, after he got into the scriptures and probably sung some hymns, amen, he said, not my will, Father, but let your will be done. In other words, he took his will and he lined it up with God's will, and that's what we must do. Once we recognize that this is a day that the Lord has made, and we will to rejoice in it, we will to be glad in it, we will to do the will of God. It's our will, amen, in the center of his will, praise the Lord. We don't go the way that we want to go. We go the way that he leads us. I'll tell you what, the Bible says it clearly. It says that if you are led by the Spirit, then you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The reason why so many of us are going astray is because we're not letting the Spirit lead us. We're not allowing Him to show us the way. I say this often when it comes to leadership. I tell you what, if I'm the leader, then you need to follow. Praise the Lord. It's just as simple as that. And if God is the leader, if the Holy Ghost is leading you, amen, you need to follow. But most of the time, when the Holy Ghost is leading us, we still want our will to be done. And so it's important to understand that when it comes to you walking holy all day long, you cannot walk holy in your flesh. The Bible declares in Romans, the 8th chapter, that our flesh is an enemy of God. It's not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. It is not able to fulfill the law of God. We have to make it. We have to put it under subjection. The Bible says, don't let sin reign. Don't let them have power in our mortal bodies anymore, because we've been bought with a price. So we have to take over, and we have to lead it in the direction that God is leading us. So we got to do it. It's something that we must do. We play a part in living holy. We don't play a part in salvation, just accepting our salvation. We don't play a part in grace. God, give us grace, the mercy. That's from God. Amen. But we do play a part in how we live in this mortal body. We do play a part of how we live as a living epistle, praise the Lord, pleasing and acceptable unto God. That is our purpose, and that is the part that we play. But look what it says here. If I walk in this, the day that the Lord has made, and rejoice in it. He, save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, and send now prosperity. See, if you walk in His way, there's prosperity in His way. There's joy in His way. There's relief. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and He has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords and the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. I tell you what, if you start walking into the presence of God, you start giving Him praise, you start magnifying Him, you start lifting Him up, you'll recognize that, listen, as I begin to walk in Him, as I begin to talk about His goodness, as I begin to usher in His Spirit and allow Him to have His way, listen, I've lived saved all day long. I don't even know how it happened. I don't know where it came from. When I woke up this morning, I woke up, as they say, on the wrong side of the bed. Find myself thinking about things and having anxiety and anxious for nothing. But when I start rejoicing, when I start blessing Him, when I start lifting Him up and magnifying His name, I find myself walking in His statutes. I find myself my ways are pleasing Him, because I recognize that even though this day didn't start out the way that I wanted to, it is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. One of the reasons that so many people fail to live according to the will of God is because they simply don't trust God for that day. They will allow different things that are going on in their life to dictate how much they give God praise and how much they will walk according to His will. If they think the day is going to be tragic or there's going to be some loss or calamity, then they will find themselves in a position where they will be slothful and doubting when it comes to the things of God. Even when it comes to their testimony, it's full of doubt, it's full of mistrust. People are not able to grow from it. They're not able to glean from them, because their poor mouth and every situation that's going on in their life, and they're not able to get over that hump. But if you would recognize, no matter how the day starts, no matter what goes on through the day, that this is a day that the Lord has made, then there's hope in that day. There's prosperity in that day. There's joy in that day. We have to look at God and see how big He is over our circumstances, over our situations and things that we go through. God is bigger than that. He's a great big God. And even though today we find that it is raining and the clouds and it's thunderstorms, but God made today. God made the rain. God made the thunder and the roaring and the wind blowing. He made it. And that same God that made it can still it, praise the Lord. He can call it to be still. He could cause her to be cast away, praise the Lord. All we got to do is trust in him. Don't let a little rain dampen your day. Don't let a little tragedy or a little circumstance keep you from the focus of who God is. If you will walk in the protection of his will, he will lead you to prosperity. He will lead you to good health. He will lead you to good fortune. Why? Because those things are in him. That is his character trait. That is his nature. If you stay with God long enough, you can't help but prosper. You can't help but go up. God is love. That's who he is. Praise the Lord. That's his makeup. Glory to God. He's made up of those things of prosperity and joy, love and righteousness and peace. That's who he is. So if you will walk in him, you will find yourself even in the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, because you recognize that God is with you. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in that 23rd Psalm that not only is he with me, but he anoints my head with oil, and my cup is running over. I'm in the valley. I'm in the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not on the mountain. I'm in the valley. But he anoints my head with oil, and my cup is running over. And look what he does. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. See, sometimes you've got to recognize who you are and whose you are, praise the Lord. If you are God's, how can you lose? The Bible says that if God be for you, then who can be against you? Can it be heights or depths or principality, the things present, the things to come, the things that are in depth, the things that are high on hills and powers and principalities? How can those things destroy you or take you out when you're with the Most High God, the true and living God? See, when we walk in the presence of God, we're showing him that we trust him. Things happen on your job. People are backbiting. People are misusing you. They're mistreating you. Anytime they get a chance, they're talking about you. But what you do when you walk in the presence of God is you're showing God, I know this is going on, but I trust you. I know these things are happening, but I'm giving you the rings today because I know that you have my back. He says that all things work together for the good of those that love him and that are called according to his purpose. If God has a purpose for you, then you know he has a destiny. And he has a destiny, then he has a plan. And if he has a plan, that plan is made strictly for you. So sometimes we have to allow these things to go on in our life so that we can be what God wants us to be. Look what it says here in this particular scripture in the 118th Psalm. Look what it says here about chastening. Praise the Lord. I love this scripture as David was talking about some of the things that he had done but still recognized who God is. It says in the 17th verse, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely. Glory to God. God has chastened me severely. But he has not given me over to death. See, when you start recognizing, yeah, I've done some things, and I needed to be chased, and I some things I've lost and some things I've gained, but I thank God he didn't give me over to death or separation from him, because that's what death is, then you'll recognize, my God, you're a good God. I need to bless you. I need to praise you. I need to lift you up. It says, open to me the gates of righteousness. In other words, God, you show me the way, and I'm going to walk in it, and I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. Just open them up. Give me the gates of righteousness. Show me the way to go. Lead me. Order my steps, God, and I'm going to walk in those things because you could have killed me. You could have cut me off. You could have withdrew your spirit. You did chasten me severely, but you couldn't withdrew your hand from my life and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, but you didn't. So, God, I'm glad. Even on today, I'm glad and I'm happy that you're here with me, that you never left me, and that you never forsaken me, God. So I'm going to walk in the path of righteousness all the days of my life. Father, we love you, praise and magnify you. We thank you because you're so good. We thank you for this word, Father, because it's enriching, it's encouraging, and it's lifting us up. We thank you for the opportunity to come boldly before your throne. God, forgive us of our sins and unrighteousness and keep us in the center of your will. This is Pastor Steve Dinwiddie. We love and appreciate you. We thank you. You can write us at P.O. Box 383-006, Duncanville, Texas, 75138. We would love to hear from you. God bless you and have a wonderfully blessed day.